Three-term New Hampshire Democratic Senator Jean Shaheen announced that she will not seek re-election next year, ending what will be a 30-year career in elective politics, counting her time as governor and in the state Senate. Her decision is not particularly surprising. The senator had not committed to running again and repeatedly said she would decide at a later date. Previously, former Governor Chris Sununu indicated he was not interested in running for the Senate, but just recently said that he might reconsider his position. Now that the seat will be open, Republican leaders will engage a full court press to recruit the former four-term governor. For the Democrats, the leading prospective candidate appears to be four-term 1st District Congressman Chris Pappas. The Target Insight Data Organization released a new Michigan political survey, and the results are head-scratching to say the least. Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer shows a 52-43% positive-to-negative personal favorability index. Conversely, former Congressman and 2024 U.S. Senate Republican nominee Mike Rogers is found with a rather dismal and inexplicable 23-46% index. This from a sample half comprised of Republican voters. Yet when the same sample was polled for a hypothetical open Senate contest between Ms. Whitmer and Mr. Rogers, the ballot test result projected only a one-point edge for the Democratic governor. With Governor Whitmer giving no indication that she will run for the Senate, but is taking steps to run nationally, a more likely Michigan Democratic opponent is former U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. The TI poll suggests he would lead Mr. Rogers 46-44, which means the two are essentially tied. The Fabrizio Lee and Associates research firm went into the field to provide an early read on the Florida governor's race. Their poll sees Congressman Byron Donalds jumping out to a slight 4-point lead over Florida First Lady Casey DeSantis in a Republican primary test. The respondents, then knowing that President Trump would back Mr. Donalds, and Governor DeSantis, of course, supports his wife, the congressman would then post a 38-28% advantage over Ms. DeSantis. Plenty of time exists for the Florida contest to develop. The 2026 state primary is not scheduled until August 18th. Finally, it appears that Boston Democratic Mayor Michelle Wu could be facing a football-related tandem in her re-election bid. Already in the September primary race is Democratic businessman Josh Kraft, son of New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. Stories surfaced this week that developer Thomas O'Brien, brother of Boston College head football coach and former New England Patriots offensive coordinator Bill O'Brien, is testing his prospects as a potential mayoral candidate. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.